Well, well, good morning and welcome to Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. It's your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
Mike and Lisa Austin here in the bunker. I don't know if you can hear our heater going. It is frigid cold in our little neck of the woods here.
It is.
The breadbasket of Merca.
It's quite chilly.
It's like 30 below zero wind chill factor.
Oh, don't remind me.
I remember when we were doing history, what was it, a couple of days ago? Well, it was like a week ago. And they had recorded it was like the coldest temperature ever in 17-something in France?
I think so.
And they said it was like, I don't know, 3 above 0. And we scoffed. We went, ha-ha, bring me your 3 above 0. I laugh in the face of your 3 above.
Right.
I mean, literally.
It's a piece of cake.
You go outside here where we live today. This is those kind of days where you just... Lisa's drinking hot tea right now, like steamy hot tea.
Yeah, I have to say, though, that is with wind chill, right? That's not like
right.
Normal.
No. The regular temperature is about 5 below 0. But the wind is blowing like crazy. So it is, when you walk outside, those of you in California, Florida, good morning, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's
morning.
So nice to see your beautiful sandy beaches and your palm trees.
In your mind.
When you walk outside our door, our little side door just off the side of the garage, because our garage door opener is broken. When you walk outside and you go, fresh air. No, you don't want to do that. Because if you do that, the inside of your nose freezes.
Yes.
Just grasp that for a second. I just want you just to grasp that for a second. Now, those of you in the colder climates, you're going, yeah, Mike, so what? Yeah, I know, get it. I'm talking to the southern folks, the folks out west, the folks in Europe, the folks listening in Australia right now, the folks in the warmer places.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside and take a deep breath of your fresh air. Unless you're in China because they don't have any fresh air. But, okay, now, they don't. They have terrible air. No, it's a terrible air.
Aww.
Okay, so, now just imagine not being able to do that because why? Because your sinuses literally frost over. That's what happens. And then you got to go, and then you go, whoa, hey, and then you got to
cover your mouth.
You got to exhale hot air to try and thaw your nose out. So God in his wisdom gave us protections against this. It's called a heated room. We are not to leave it.
Stay there.
Yes.
Cozy up.
So this is those days when you do that. And
with a nice book.
Oh, yeah. A good holy book. Think of the books. And that's, of course, maybe we need to ask Kathleen Heckenkamp. I will get to our guest in a minute. Hey, what are you reading?
That's right.
That's kind of our new question.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Smothered with...
Oh, stop now. Hello.
With, what do you call that?
Whipped cream.
Yeah, whipped cream.
What do you call that white stuff on top? It's all sweet. That'd be your whipped cream?
Yummy.
Oh.
Or a nice brew
coffee. Here's what happens on these days in southern Wisconsin, okay?
Mm-hmm. What?
Where every farm is a dairy farm.
Just about.
So, oh, yeah, they are. They don't know pigs here. They don't know what pigs are.
They got cattle.
They got cattle, but that's not a pig, city girl.
I know that.
Where does bacon come from? The meat department at the store. So anyway, on a day like this, wind chill, minus 30, literally when they go to milk the cow, they put the little stool down with the bucket underneath, and ice cream comes out.
Oh, that's not true.
Where do you think we get ice cream? They wait for a cold day in Wisconsin, and they milk the cows. So if you're having ice cream at your place today, you can thank us. There you go. Thank you, cows, for being cold. There it is. Let's just move on. Coming up.
What's going on?
By the way, we're getting ready to hightail it out of the compound in the next couple of days. We're packing up like crazy. Lisa and I will do the 15-hour drive to Washington, D.C. Why? Because we don't want to fly. That's why. Kids are going to Nana and Papa's, and then you will see the big hair lady and myself at the March for Life. We're going to be... at the expo, we'll be at the Renaissance?
It is.
Renaissance Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll run into, God willing, Stephen Cox is coming along.
That's right. And there'll be a lot of people from...
A lot of folks.
From all over the world.
Yes. Well, I hope. At least a lot over all over America. and the March for Life, as we try to wake up those of opposing views to the sanctity of life. The March for Life, we tend to think of, at least I did. I always thought, okay, yeah, anti-abortion, right. But, I mean, there's euthanasia.
Yeah, it goes deeper than that.
And so anyway, and we're hoping to talk to some of the folks from the American Life League. Am I getting that right?
That's right.
Yeah, Matt and the folks from American Life League, who will have a booth at the expo and more. So join us, won't you, hey? Our Lady's statue, the Pilgrim statue, is going from Florida to Washington.
Yes.
Up the coast.
Yes, she is.
And she will be there.
Yeah, the Renaissance, because Bishop Fillet is coming.
Bishop Bernard Fillet coming in.
She'll be there with him.
She'll be in prominence at the High Mass on, I believe it's Friday morning, 8 a.m. So, and we're hoping to bring you a little bit of the Bishop's press conference and more. So join us, and we'll have a report most likely at the top of every hour, at least for most of Friday. And, well, yeah, it'll be Friday because we're going to arrive Thursday. I don't know that we'll get many reports in Thursday. We may be Thursday night, maybe.
Right.
But look for us definitely all day Friday. Friday, you will hear Church and State. You will hear updates, on-location reports from the March for Life.
That's correct.
From us.
Yes.
That's our Friday.
And Father's Talk at noon.
And Father's Talk at noon and 7 p.m. And Mrs. Weigel. It's a busy day, Friday.
A very busy day.
Holy cow. Coming up later this morning, we're going to talk about Our Lady of Good Success. Our Lady of Good Success, and Kathleen Heckenkamp is going to be our guest today. She is who?
She's the co-founder of the OurLadyOfGoodSuccess.com apostolate website. Right.
All right.
So it's an apostolate that they started here in the United States. And she's co-founder of that. And she talks about Our Lady of Good Success and that story. And
all right. Well, we got to ask her about that.
That's who she is.
Yes. And Our Lady of Good Success also will be receiving the Pilgrim statue, because from Washington, then she goes to Quito, Ecuador. Quito, Ecuador for the 25th
canonical coronation
anniversary.
Yes, that's correct.
It's not the coronation. It's the anniversary of the coronation.
Of the coronation.
25 years ago. You can learn more at OurLadyOfGoodSuccess.com.
Actually, you can learn more about it on our site, MagnificatMedia.com.
Well, of course. You're there now. Why not? Go to the blog.
Go to the blog, and you'll find out more there, which will link you. Well, this one will link you to Our Lady of Good Success of the apostolate here in the States. But there's other blogs on our site that will link you to the official Our Lady of Good Success convent.
Oh, nice.
She's at.
All right. So there you go. And later on, we'll open up the week with our homeschooling tip of the week with Christina Perez. But right now, right this very minute.
Yes, sir.
As the Arctic winds blow across the white tundra of a southern Wisconsin.
Yes.
It is time for me to ask, Lisa, how can you know where you're going?
If you don't know where you've been.
That's why we do this day in history.
We have made history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today happens to be January the 18th. It is the, of course, the 18th day in the year of our Lord, 2016. Da, 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 da. I like this. 347 these days remaining, and it was on this day in 336, St. Mark was elected Catholic Pope.
And forgive me if I flub any of these, I just got it. In the year 474, Leo II briefly became Byzantine emperor.
In 1535, Francisco Pizarro, or as he liked to say, Francisco Bizarro, he founded the city of Lima, Peru.
And on this day in 1644, perplexed pilgrims in Boston reported America's first UFO sighting.
Can you imagine 1644?
I can't.
They didn't know what it was.
Something's they got those funny hats out, and they're going, what is that?
Aye, the neighbor. Here we are in Boston. What is that in this? Now I'm sounding southern. Aye, what's in the sky there, neighbor? Looks like, I don't know, looks like could be a strange sort of flying object.
That's right.
I would call that unidentified. Anyway, 1733, the first polar bear ever, guess what? It was exhibited in Boston. So not only do they get the first UFO, they also get the first polar bear? Really?
Well, yeah, there
good
you go.
Good old Boston. All right, go.
On this day in 1777, San Jose, California was founded.
It was 1901 when Pope Leo XIII published his encyclical Graves de Communi Rei, which has to do with Christian democracy and Catholic social teaching and such.
On this day, January 18th, in 1943, the U.S. rationed bread and metal, banning pre-sliced bread to reduce bakery demand for metal parts.
Yep. They used the metal parts in guns and cannons and stuff for the war effort.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
I just think that stuff is very interesting, because could we put up with that today? And that's where
I think we would bellyache a lot more.
Oh, yeah. And then when it came back, that's where you get the saying, well, that's the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
I bet it is.
Could be.
Anyway, it was on this date in 1995, Pope John Paul II began his visit to Australia. And now you know exactly where it is that you indeed have been. Stick around with us. We've got quite a show for you this morning and throughout the day here on Magnificat Radio, coming up later for the replay of this show. If you're listening to the replay of this show, just think, you could have listened to this right now, this morning.
That's right.
Unless, of course, where you're listening, it is morning. In which case, you're listening in the morning.
That's right, because it could be that way on the other side of the world.
I just gave myself a headache. We have to take this break and come back. Saint of the Day coming up, and Kathleen Heckenkamp. We're going to talk about Our Lady of Good Success right here on Magnificat Radio. Good morning and welcome back to Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. It's your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
Mike and Lisa Austin here, and please welcome to the phone now a homeschooling mother of eight, a very busy lady, and on top of all of that, as you can imagine, she is the co-foundress of the apostolate of Our Lady of Good Success. Here is Kathy Heckenkamp. And am I getting your name right, Kathy?
Yes, my friends know me by Kathy. I'm okay. Kathleen Heckenkamp, but you can call me Kathy.
I figured I would be your friend. I was hoping I was.
Yes.
Well, a very special time is getting ready to arrive here as we celebrate the 25th anniversary of the canonical coronation of Our Lady of Good Success, and with that in mind, and Quito, Ecuador, I was hoping that you could, and I think John Venere is going to be going on the trip there, but we can get into that later. Let's talk a little of Our Lady of Good Success first of all. My first exposure to this was to see the big statue at the ordinations in June.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when my wife Lisa brought it to my attention. Give us a little background on Our Lady of Good Success.
Okay, well, that title is fairly new to us, okay, but Buen Suceso has been around for a very long time, and it started, I believe, in Spain. There's historical documentation that even El Cid, when he was having triumphant wins against the Moors, actually built an altar to Buen Suceso. In the city of Almenara, Spain.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's very popular over and well-known in Spain. And then Our Lady Good Success, though, in Quito, Ecuador, is a little bit different, and that started in the 1500s. But, again, the title with the Good Success is very important because we really need her in these times to have good outcomes with many of our problems that we're seeing today. So we can, she's really very important for us.
Yeah, do we ever. Now, she appeared, Our Lady of Good Success appeared to Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres.
Right.
When was that? What's the timeline there?
Well, in the 15th and 16th century, she actually did. Starting in 1582, actually, Our Lord and Our Lady appeared to her and asked to be a victim soul for the 20th century. And she didn't, in that particular apparition in the writings, they don't say that she let her name be known as Our Lady Good Success. Mm. But that was actually considered the first apparition. And actually Mother Mariana saw kind of an upsetting sight, a disturbing sight, that our Lord was on the cross, and St. John and St. Mary Magdalene, along with Our Lady, were there. And so she was viewing the Passion, the end, and then three swords appeared over our Lord's head, and she could hear the Eternal Father saying, "This punishment will be for the 20th century." And these three swords, on each of them was written, "I shall punish heresy, I shall punish blasphemy, and I shall punish impurity." And she was given to understand that this was all going to take place in the 20th century, and of course now we're into the 21st. And then they said, "My daughter, will you sacrifice yourself for the people of this time?" And Mariana said, "I am willing." And with that, the swords moved away from Christ and buried themselves into the heart of Mariana, and she fell dead from this. She actually died another time before her final death in 1635. So she suffered quite a lot in her lifetime. So she accepted that victim soul for us, that mission.
Right, and didn't she come back from the dead at one of those times,
too? Oh, yes, of course. Well, she did. She came back. The nuns were pretty distraught about that, and she did come back under holy obedience. The Mother Abbess ordered her to come back. She was. They were very distraught about her having died. And so she did come back to life, and, of course, she accepted this role as being a victim soul.
Mm. Wow.
That was the first apparition, and then, of course, she did come back to her and let her know that she was Our Lady of Good Success in the second apparition, which I believe was in 1594, February 2nd, 1594.
All of this applies to us today. By the way, my wife is tearing up a little bit, I must tell you. I looked over, I saw her eyes sparkling with the tears. Our Catholic heritage, of course, is full of so many of these beautiful and sacrificial stories, and of the appearances of Our Lady. Our Lady of Good Success is the one we're talking about now. How does this apply to us today? How can we take this and apply to us today, since we are already in the 21st century? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're on borrowed time here.
Well, we sure are, and concerning what's happening in the world right now and in the church, I would say that she's very important for us. And, because Mother Mariana took on that victim soul role for us, she's second in line there, because we need to pray to her, too, as well. So she came, Our Lady of Good Success came because she knew that we would be suffering in these times. And she said she wanted this devotion to be a consolation for us in these times. She was really emphatic about that. And that even with Fatima, we weren't told the third secret, the right third secret, okay? Yeah. And so it's almost, to me, we can all look back at this and see how things went in 1960. The secret was supposed to be told, and this would have helped the church and the Catholics and everything, and it wasn't told, it was hidden from us. And the one that was done in 2000, again, the words were not there. There was a, they saw the vision, okay, and they told about the vision and what happened in the vision, but the words that went along with that vision was not told to us, okay? So, again, we were cheated, okay? As Catholics, we were not given what we were supposed to be given. Mm-hmm. And so I believe Our Lady seeing these things, and of course Our Lord would be number one on that, but seeing that the church, kind of the heads of the church, let us down, okay, and are leading us astray, they gave us Our Lady Good Success. And though she came in the 1500s and 1600s, it was as if giving Mother Mariana a gift to us, that Mother Mariana was a gift to us, an example for us, okay, because she suffered all these years as a victim soul. And if you read the two books, The Admirable Life of Mother Mariana, you are just taken back by all the suffering she did. She suffered 5 years of hell and all that. Mm-hmm. So this was a gift to us because of what we've had to suffer, this frustration and sadness and grief, even, because we've been so let down. And so right when we're getting to the point of despair with Our Lady of Fatima, because we weren't given the secret even in 2000, here comes Our Lady of Good Success. You know, Marion Harbett wrote that book, the first book, in 1998,
yes.
Prophecies for Our Times, and that's the book I received. I took one look at that picture, and I'm like, she's so beautiful. She's like, she looks like somewhat like childlike, but yet a mother and yet a queen. And I wanted to know more about her. And so I started reading that book. I was handing out those books to all my friends and relatives.
Mm-hmm.
I did feel the sting of conflict with a priest. He admonished me in front of a congregation to not be passing out things that are questionable. So I felt that right away, even before the year 2000. So there was a lot of, there's a lot of joy with the story, but also kind of sadness. But she was really, she's meant for our time. She's just here now so she can tell us really what is happening in the church, why it's happening, and hold on, because I'm going to come and fix it. I will come. But, we're not there yet, for sure.
Right.
And so we need to keep praying. And, you know, we've been given some beautiful prayers. I don't know how far you want me to keep talking, but
you're doing a good job.
About this.
You're doing a very good job.
I'm very passionate about it. And I could ramble on. So, but it's very, very important. And so I would say she fulfills what we need to know about the third secret in a way, okay, because mm-hmm. we weren't given everything. And we know that there's a loss of faith in the world right now.
Yes.
We know that the sacraments have been profaned, and that's what Our Lady of Good Success told us and warned us about. She saw all those things that were going to happen, that marriage was going to be considered unimportant. And, of course, we've got the abortion issue and everything. So she wanted to let us know that, yes, I know what you're suffering. Mother Mariana knew what you were going to suffer, and she actually died because she saw what you were going to have to suffer. And so we were suffering. We're suffering with you. And pray to me, because if you keep praying to me, there will be an end to these times. So that's really the message of Our Lady Good Success. She's a consoler. But you have to remember, she's also, you know, who is she that comes as bright as the morning? You know, the one about the, I got it here somewhere, but that comes in the battle array, you know?
Right, I've heard that.
You know, she's terrible in her army array. So she is also a fighter. I wish I could find that quote, but it's in the Canticle of Catechols, and you can find that. So she is here to defend us. She's here to help us. She is going to vanquish the devil and put him into hell.
Yes, that
and
is
so,
true. That is true.
Yep.
So and then Kathleen Heckenbeck, I keep wanting to say Heckenbeck, Heckenkamp,
right.
Kathleen Heckenkamp
right.
is our guest
right.
Today on with us. And we're talking about Our Lady of Good Success and, of course, the 25th anniversary of the canonical coronation
right.
coming
right.
up. What were you going to ask, Lise?
Well, in going with her message that she just said, is really what we should do is have a devotion to Our Lady of Good Success.
Oh, absolutely.
And mm-hmm. keep saying these prayers to her.
So
yes, right.
The thing in Quito, Ecuador, Quito,
yeah.
Ecuador. I'm saying
yes.
that right. This
right.
is the 25th canonical coronation anniversary. The pilgrimage
mm-hmm.
there, and there are so many dignitaries, I guess. Is
yes.
the word I'm looking at, dignitary? I know our friend John Veneri is going to go, I think, from Catholic Family News.
Mm-hmm. He'll be down there.
And we will, unfortunately, be able to go. But I wanted to ask about some of the folks who are there and what to expect and what we can expect. And we're going to take a break and come back and talk more with Kathleen Heckenkamp from OurLadyOfGoodSuccess.com. And Stephen Cox is coming up with news. We're going to wrap the show up later with our homeschooling tip of the week and more on the way here. Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. It's your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.